Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
It's a busy day at Pan-Alaska's pilot manufacturing plant in Fox. The one-room workshop looks and sounds like some kind of futuristic laundromat, with huge machines hypnotically churning, then intermittently blasting out big puffs of steam. Glenn Brady is the managing partner of the startup. He's pouring a jug of tiny white granules into a hopper. They're made of something called expandable polystyrene, which looks like the stuff you'd see if you sliced open a beanbag chair.
And then that gets further aged and conveyed into the mold where it either becomes insulation or the building panels.
Brady's the inventor of the Arctic Light Modular Structural System, insulated building panels that bolt together to make things like houses or commercial buildings. He's a third-generation Alaskan who has worked in construction and engineering his entire life. Brady says he designed the product with rural Alaska in mind. The panels can endure extreme Arctic temperatures and are easy to assemble in places where there isn't much of a labor pool for construction.
All of the good ideas that get brought in from outside fail to consider those hard realities. If it can't take getting rained on or frozen or dragged through the muck or operated at the hands of people that may need to set down the process and go do subsistence harvesting and come back, it's not going to succeed.
Brady's company is one of only a few in Alaska working to produce construction material in state. Most of the stuff used to build Alaska's houses comes from somewhere else, and the tyranny of distance often means it has a higher price tag. But the same issues Pan-Alaska is trying to help solve have also made it difficult for them to get off the ground. Here's Jen Pickett, the company's sustainability specialist.
Especially up here, we're at the end of the supply chain, and so supplies are difficult to get, and so is labor. You know, there's been a drain in Fairbanks for some time, in Alaska for some time. So there's been lots of challenges, you know, setting up your own business, of course.
Still, Pan-Alaska was looking forward to a big summer construction season. Brady says his startup was counting on up to $3 million for contracts to build about 30 houses in rural Alaska, which were partially funded by various federal agencies. But Brady says all of that came to a screeching halt due to recent pauses on government spending.
You know, at the worst possible time in Alaska's construction season, you know, when you're supposed to be getting things ready to go on barges and are planning for the season, so all these projects will literally miss the boat.
Brady was hoping to help move the needle on the housing shortage in Alaska. A 2023 Agnew-Beck study says Alaska needs to build or renovate about 28,000 housing units over the next decade to meet current demand. Chris Kolarok is the director of public policy for the Cook Inlet Housing Authority. He thinks more local manufacturing could help the state meet that goal. Kolarok says one of the biggest barriers to building more houses is distance. Getting stuff up here to build houses is just hard and expensive.
We've got an additional 1,800 road miles and or 1,600 nautical miles to transport stuff. And we can only break ground in May or June, right, when the ground is thawed. The long and short of it is our geographic location affects our ability to build houses because it increases cost.
And while the clock is ticking on the summer construction season for housing, Pan-Alaska is pivoting to defense contracting. They're in talks with a few entities about how their insulation panels could be used for military purposes in things like airplanes. Still, Brady says he's holding tight to the idea that his product will be used to keep Alaska's future houses warm and affordable. Reporting in Fox, I'm Shelby Herbert.